U.S. efforts in Afghanistan to unplant the Taliban's one-time guest, Osama bin Laden, have not yielded a fruitful harvest. And while the al-Qaeda leader's whereabouts remain uncertain to the outside world, commentator Andrei Kudrescu is certain about who the terrorist is and who he isn't.
Giacomo Casanova and Osama bin Laden, polar opposites. I'm hard put to find two human beings more different and at the same time more prototypically pertinent to our ongoing discussion about the future. Casanova, the 18th century Illuminist, believed in reason, knowledge without limitations, a benevolent and pleasurable overall design for a developing universe, and the beauty of women. He had both high-caliber intellectual friends, such as Voltaire, and was also at home in the demi-monde of charlatans and gamblers. He traveled intensely across Europe at a time when roads were about as good as they are in Afghanistan now. He wrote plays and performed in them, translated poetry from French into Italian and vice versa, fashioned a magical fantasy world about a happy race of people who dwell in the interior of the earth, and near the end of his life, penned a splendid autobiography, remarkable for candor and unsparing self-examination, called Histoire de ma vie, The History of My Life. Posterity wasn't kind to Casanova until recently, posterity had a dirty mind and mistook his candor about sex for the whole of the man. Few saw his literary brilliance and the force of his moral example. He was a man free of superstition, erudite, and courageous. In a democratic, secular world where individual liberty is at a premium, Casanova will one day be seen as exemplary. On the other hand, there is Osama bin Laden, a bigoted religious fundamentalist who sees liberty and pleasure as evil and women as dirty. When he travels, which he doesn't do much these days, he has with him a gang of armed cutthroats who carry holy books and grenades under their robes. He writes religious diatribes he launches from caves on videotapes made by sycophants. His world is dark, authoritarian, narrow-minded, unlettered, and terrifying. Laughter, dancing, romance, free-ranging discussion is unknown to him or to his followers, who sit at his feet not as equals but as worshipping zombies. Everything human is totally alien to him except corpses, which is how he expresses himself in the physical world. He speaks in corpses and in tones from his book of mumbo jumbo. A future that, according to Osama bin Laden's wishes, would need only a few masters, like himself, and millions of slaves. Casanova and bin Laden are having a duel in a field just outside your door. Can you believe it? Why wasn't this fight settled 1,000 years ago?
Andrei Kudrescu, his latest novel is Casanova in Bohemia.